We have all been deeply disturbed. There have been times for all of us when we were deeply disturbed, troubled, upset. It could have been a disturbance over not passing a grade school spelling test, or it may have been the reaction to hearing lab results for a health condition. We all know what it means to be disturbed. We know that. Needless to say, that the range and scope of disturbance can touch just about any aspect of our lives. It can be emotional, mental, physical, financial, or any combination of a number of different areas. To be human is to be disturbable. To be human is to be disturbable. And you may also notice that there are some of us humans who are more disturbable than others. So many of us live out of a context of always being disturbed. There's nothing that can ease or address the disturbed state of those who are committed to being disturbed. Often when folks who are committed to being disturbed, when they're presented with a resolution for disturbance, it's simply replaced by another unworkable, upsetting set of conditions. Their commitment is to being disturbed, and sadly, we know too many people with that condition. Then there are those things that we all have regretfully spoken from that place of disturbance. There are those things that have just come out of our mouths because we were disturbed. We may have said these things that were not so nice or inconsiderate. And before we knew it, the words escaped from our mouths. The words were out there. And in some cases, escaped may not be an accurate reflection of what actually happened. There certainly have been times when the words were delivered with a mighty, mighty intention. We all have memories and history around messages like that and words that have been sent out of that state of being disturbed. We know we did that. But how was it all resolved? Are we still sitting there with open wounds? Do we have a lot of what they call scorched earth left behind us? Are you still possessed with some aspect of disturbance? Do you live in a context of unreconcilable, ever-present disturbance? Is there a sense of disturbance always with you, all the time? Whether it's spoken or not, it's there. It's just a question, it's just an inquiry. Disturbances may come and go, but too often we forget that we have the ability to recover. We forget we have the ability to heal, and we forget we have the ability to move on. We also have the power to heal others despite a commitment to being disturbed. There most certainly needs to be an awareness that some folks are not willing to concede their disturbances. There has to be that awareness that folks operate with an unrelenting hold on their disturbances. Some of us are those folks. The commitment becomes to justifying why one is always disturbed rather than working through it. This enables the person to continue in that disturbed state. But trust me, when folks are ready to move on, to let go and relinquish their hold on disturbance, the solution the teacher will magically appear before them. Then there are those of us who pretend that we want better, but we quietly wait for the other disturbance shoe to drop. We act like we want it to be different. We want disturbance to pass on, but that's not really our commitment. We're sitting there waiting for some disturbance to come out of the wings and wreak more havoc. We know that disturbances are a fact of life. And at the same time, we also know that God's peace is a daily promise which can be redeemed upon request. We know that disturbances have always come to pass, not to stay. The only reason they may stay is because we've changed the script. We've modified the outcome. We've chosen to remain disturbable. We have a challenge to face, and the challenge is to look at what it would be if we were to give up being disturbable. We have a challenge to embrace what it would mean to be free of disturbance. Not that they would not come, because that's a part of life. But what about that freedom, that grace, that peace that's on the other side? What about that satisfaction and that joy? We have to embrace that and acknowledge that that is even possible. In the Bible, in the book of Mark, chapter 1, there's this story about Jesus teaching in the temple. And as he's teaching, a very disturbed man begins to challenge Jesus. The man is disturbed. He's upset. And the challenge is in the form of, why would this evil presence in this man want to be disrupted? Why would Jesus want to come in and mess up what they have going on? And these spirits, this disturbance, speaks directly to Jesus. Says, why are you here to get rid of us? The illustration is that these spirits are speaking through this man. It's the disturbance speaking. It's not the man. In response, Jesus just excuses the evil spirits, commands them to leave this man alone. And with a shudder and shake, the man's body trembles and the evil spirits depart from the man. Jesus doesn't allow these evil spirits, these demonic spirits, to represent the man. He knows them as separate, apart, different from, just a disturbance. And once they leave, he then goes on to minister and teach to not only just this man, but all the others. He doesn't allow the disturbance to represent the man. So, who is representing you when you're speaking? How much latitude have you given disturbance in your life? How much of a voice does disturbance have for you on your behalf? How disturbable are you? What are you preparing in the absence of disturbance that's a true reflection of your higher self? What are you preparing in the absence of disturbance that's a true reflection of your higher self? Where's your healing and recovery from disturbance, what does that look like? After all, if you remember that who you are is someone who is not disturbable, then what's left? God bless.